So Boker Tov, we're going to read this Shabbat, Parashat B'Shalach. In Parashat B'Shalach, Hashem tells us about his plans for how he's going to bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to look at one very simple pasuk. And from this pasuk, we're actually going to see how the Rambam derives a very deep theological idea. And I think there's also some chizuk for us in this as well. So Hashem decides, "Vayhi b'shalach parat avlon acham Elohim derech eretz plishtim ki karofu." Hashem is going to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim in order to take them to Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the fastest way to get to Eretz Yisrael? The fastest way out of Mitzrayim is to stay by the coast and to head northwards and to go through the area of Gaza, essentially, and then to go to Eretz Yisrael from there. But Hashem decides, "V'lanacham Elohim derech eretz plishtim ki karovhu ki amar lim peninachem am b'ratam l'chama v'shavu Mitzrayim." But Hashem decides that it would be more strategic to take the Jewish people a more extended route all the way through the Midbar, and it's actually going to be a lot longer route. However, Hashem feels this is the right decision because there might be a war. The Jewish people might encounter war. They'll be afraid. They'll go back to Egypt, and the entire plan will fail. So this is Hashem choosing the longer route, but ultimately the route that he thinks will be more successful to make it to Eretz Yisrael. And now, what does the Rambam do with this? The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Bet, discusses what he believes is the purpose behind the Korbanot. Why does the Torah spend so much time giving us this whole sacrificial order, Korban Chatat, and Olah, and Asham, and Shlamim, and all the Menachot, and the Nesachim? The Torah spends a lot of time on sacrifices. And for the Rambam, this is very challenging. Because according to the Rambam, sacrifices are not the ultimate way of worshiping Hashem. But the Rambam, who believes that Avodat Hashem is primarily an intellectual cognitive experience and a more spiritual experience, to engage in shechting animals and pouring blood and sprinkling the zrika of the dam on the Mizbeach, this is something which is, I don't want to use the word anathema, that's too strong. This is something that for the Rambam, this doesn't sit right. This is not the ultimate form of Avodat Hashem. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam comes up with the following idea, which is quite radical, and only the Rambam is able to say something like this. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that Hashem decided that the only way that he could get the Jewish people to arrive at a higher form of Avodat Hashem, to worship him, is to first start with Korbanot. Start with Korbanot because that is what the Jewish people were accustomed to. This is how people worshiped God in ancient times. They brought sacrifices. And the Jewish people then needed a system that was going to be similar to what they came to understand religious practice looked like. And they would start with that, but ultimately Hashem would wean the Jewish people off of Korbanot and off of sacrifices and move them towards higher level forms of Avodat Hashem, such as tefillah, such as even meditation and philosophizing on Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence. And in this sense, I mean, it totally overturns some of our, some of our assumptions about in Jewish life. Number one, it suggests that maybe there was a real blessing in the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, because that's what caused us to get rid of Korbanot. But what the Rambam does is he quotes our pasuk in Parashat B'Shalach. And he says, just like Hashem chooses the longer route to get to Eretz Yisrael because it was more strategic, because the Jewish people needed time to adjust and they would not have been able, they weren't tough enough to encounter war. So too Hashem says, you know what? Let me go with a kavanah shnia, a second route. Let me start with Korbanot. And even though that's not my original intention of how a person should worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're going to go with that route, and ultimately it will lead to a different form of Avodat Hashem. The Jewish people will be weaned off of this over time. Now, I think what's powerful about this, that's a theological idea that the Rambam presents in Moreh Nevuchim. It's all based on a reading of our psukim. What's the chizuk in here for us? Sometimes in life, we have two paths that we can take. Sometimes we want to have high ideals and have high standards and push ourselves, and because that's the right way that things should be done. And the reality is that we're not ready for that. And it's very important to have a plan B. Sometimes people, they set a goal for themselves. I'm going to run every single morning 5 kilometers. And then they don't run. They don't run the first day. They don't run the second day. So they give up. It's an all or nothing situation. And in life, we have to accept that sometimes you have to build in a plan B. And building in a plan B means that you say, okay, so maybe I didn't run. I'm not going to run today, but I'll run tomorrow. And then if I don't, maybe I'll run every other day, and that's okay as well. Or so a person, we need to build in these plan Bs so that we don't go from high ideals to ultimate failure. But instead, we're okay with a compromise. What I'm saying here is that it's okay to be good even if we're not great. And sometimes a person needs to go easy on themselves. But give yourself, just make sure you meet that second level. Be strategic about achieving goals. You don't always have to go for the prize. You can go for second, and that's okay. That's okay as well. And I think that's what we learn here from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem plays the long game. Hashem plays the long game. The Jewish people aren't ready right now, but maybe they'll be ready at a different point in time. And all of us need to learn to exercise patience, to play the long game, both with regards to ourselves and also with our children, with our spouses, that we have to recognize that people take time to change and to evolve, and that's okay. And just because we can't get first prize exactly what we want right now, it doesn't mean we should give up. We just need to change our strategy and change the tactics and perhaps see things from a different perspective. So wishing you all a great day. It should be day of Chizuk. Please, God, you should have strength. Shavuot Tov l'kulam, stay healthy. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, 9:30 a.m. here on the Shiftei Zoom. Kol Tov, everybody.
Yisher Koach.